Welcome guys, my name is Mick Donaghy and thank you for joining me on another episode of The Recruitment Show. This is episode 10, we've finally hit double figures. Thank you for joining me, and for anyone who has listened to any of the previous podcasts, thank you, and thank you for your support. This episode, we're going to talk about 100 cups of coffee a year. Okay, what the hell does that mean? I know that you're asking me. 100 coffees a year is something that I picked up at the Greg Savage event yesterday in Auckland. It was the Greg Savage Masterclass. Greg is probably one of the biggest thought leaders within the recruitment industry. He has over 250,000 LinkedIn followers. He has worked within the industry for the last 40 years. He's built up a massive following. He sits on the board of something like 14 different recruitment companies. He's built recruitment companies and sold them. He's a legend of the recruitment industry. And Greg mentioned this concept yesterday of 100 coffees a year. And it's something that I took away from the event and I went, fuck, that's good. And that's something that every single business out there, it doesn't matter whether it's recruitment business, doesn't matter whether it's construction business, financial business, it's something that we've always got to be thinking about. 100 coffees a year essentially translates into we have to always be recruiting. Rob Moore in his last podcast mentioned it as well. He says that we've always got to be recruiting, we've always got to have people in our minds if positions become available in our companies. We've always got to be extending our arms out there into other networks and into potentially candidate attraction to bring the best people into our companies. So I'm going to run through four or five different things that I believe this 100 coffees a year concept will bring to the table if we consider it wisely. So what does 100 coffees a year actually mean? It means that the best companies never stop recruiting. So the best companies will always be looking for the best staff. So 100 coffees a year essentially translate to two coffees a week, two catch-ups a week with potential new recruits. So, you know, that could be a junior person, that could be a senior person, that could be someone in middle management. It doesn't matter. Essentially, it's you going out onto the market, talking to people about your company and talking to them about potentially joining your company at a certain point in time. Now, what this essentially does is when you have a recruitment drive, like every company will have a recruitment drive at least usually once a year. You know, they instead of going out onto the market desperately looking for people, desperately trying to attract candidates through competing against your rival competitor companies, trying to scrape the barrel of who's actually available at that present time, what you're doing is you're always recruiting, you're always speaking to people, you've always got people in mind, you've always got that potential to ring someone up and say, are you ready? Do you feel like now is a good chance? Do you want to have another catch up? Is now the right time for you? Etc. etc. So what you're essentially doing is by the 100 coffees a year, you're essentially building your bench of the best candidates on the market. Now you could speak to 120 might be good, but there are 20 people that, you know, you might hire 10 of them, and 10 of them are on the bench for the next time that you're looking for someone, or for the next time someone leaves, or for the next time you're in a growth phase, or for the next time you're thinking of a new business idea, or you're thinking of a new division within your current business. So there's so many different benefits to the principal concept of 100 coffees a year. You're always building your bench. You've always got people who are desperately trying to get on the field. I watch a lot of football, and I know that the best coaches are always looking for two of the best people, two of the best players in every single position, because when someone drops out, they've got someone that they can bring on straight away. And this is the exact same concept. You've always got someone there who's competing and someone there who wants to get into the position. So this concept is totally transformed my thinking over the last 24 hours, and it's going to be something that I do massively in terms of helping build the teams that I'm working in, I'm working for, and I'm catching up with people that you might not even think that could be suitable for, not suitable, but may not have the exact qualifications or the exact experience that you think, but just could be someone who you think could have that little spark in their eye, or have that little glint in their eye as well, that says, yes, you know, that this person could have something about them. They have that coachableness, they have that hunger and desire, and if we invest some time in them, then we're going to absolutely reap the rewards thereafter. So you're with this 100 coffees a year concept, you're always providing you're always building your bench, you're always attracting the best talent, you're always creating a stronger brand. Sorry guys, I don't know what happened there. I just had a problem with my microphone. But with this concept of 100 coffees a year, what you're essentially doing is you're building a bench of the best candidates on the market. And with that, you're also building your brand. So when you're reaching out to the best candidates on the market, you're essentially extending an olive branch and showcasing what your brand is doing, and showcasing that you're attracting the top 5% of the candidates on the market, that you're showcasing how strong your brand is, that you're so confident that you can engage with this person because of the growth plans that your company has. You're also showing that your brand has the strength on the market, has the reputation on the market, and it doesn't have to be a massive social brand, and it doesn't have to be a brand that's just, you know, pasted online everywhere, but it's a brand that is a really strong name on the market because of their reputation, because of their quality of work, because of their quality of being able to attract the absolute fantastic candidates on the market, and being able to coach those who may be sort of junior level candidates into senior level roles. Those are things that are really, really important to candidates, and really important to people believing in the story and in the concept of your business. So this is something that every single business owner should be thinking of. 100 coffees a year, I guarantee you that this will make a difference to your business. If you're always catching up with two people a week, it's not that hard. How do you go about finding those two people a week? It's by putting yourself out there. It's about engaging with the right sort of people. It's about having a good brand on the market, good numbers in terms of what you're doing. It's about having good relationships with strong recruiters, people that you can trust, and building your community and extending olive branches out there. I guarantee when you get the ball rolling and you start, you might meet one a week initially for the first couple of months, and when you start getting that rolling and you start asking people who they know and if they would be interested in having a catch up, those, you know, 2 hours that you spend a week will show massive, massive improvements in the years to come. So thank you, Greg Savage, for, you know, giving that insight and giving that little gem of information to me yesterday. It's something that I'm going to think about a lot more and build into my ethos a lot more, both into what I'm trying to do and what I'm trying to help my clients try and do as well. So 100 coffees a year, folks, build it into your business, and I guarantee you that you'll go far and claim the benefits of it in the not so distant future. Thank you for joining me on another episode of The Recruitment Show. This is episode 10. If you're interested in providing a little bit of feedback, I would love to hear about it. I also have an Instagram account. It's Mick_Donaghy. You can find me there. I also write quite a bit on LinkedIn. It's Mick Donaghy on LinkedIn. And I have a website called mickdonaghy.com. You can also follow me there. So if you're enjoying what you're listening to, please provide some feedback. Please follow me on Instagram or LinkedIn. I hope you're enjoying the content, and I hope that you're getting some value for it. I'll catch you next time on the next episode of The Recruitment Show. Oh, and just before you go, I would like to leave you with one of my favorite quotes of all time from the inspirational Martin Luther King Jr. If you can't fly, then run. If you can't run, then walk. If you can't walk, then crawl. But whatever you do, you have to keep moving forward. Thank you for joining me for another episode of The Recruitment Show.